This is something that we got mailed to us 100,000 times, but it's I guess it's kind of funny. A case of electronic vandalism mocking the Prime Minister of Canada has left a media company red-faced after a hacker tampered with advertising signs on Toronto commuter trains to read, "Stephen Harper eats babies." Now, Stephen Harper, of course, is the Prime Minister, and I'm reading the story from the Toronto Globe and Mail. So when they describe that as what a hacker does, they're the ones saying that, not me. So I'm just reading the story here. We can debate this, though. Go Transit officials promised to block further insults on its trains. Yeah, no more insulting on the trains. A digital security expert said the proliferation of electronic signs that are programmed with internet connections makes this kind of digital tampering as easy as buying a $23.95 gadget, and more of it should be expected. The note first popped up on Thursday on one of two narrow scrolling signs that are installed in each of the rail system's 395 cars. Why is this? This is the same thing that happened in New York City back in 1997. Why is this a story? Why is it making so many headlines? Someone simply walked up to one of these things with a remote control unit and reprogrammed it. No computer hacking, nothing more nefarious than someone simply pointing something at something else, typing in a few words, and being on their way.
Was that it, or was it internet controlled? I didn't get that.
The comment by the person who was quoted there in that story manual is really oxymoronic. Want a phrase, and the access to these signs typically has nothing to do with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with their infrared programming capability, which can be done with as the guy does refer to, a $23.95 device that can be used to. If you find out who made this electronic sign and find out, you know, look up on their website. Usually, there's a keyboard you can buy that sends the infrared commands to the display, and typically that's what people use to hack these signs. Not an internet connection.
Right.
So this guy's comment is really oxymoronic.
Well, there are a couple of really super moronic things in here, too. They give an explanation which is fairly accurate, I think. Normally, the advertisements and community notices slated for the signs, which carry text using light-emitting diodes, LEDs, are transferred from a computer to a handheld device called a loader. No internet involved. The computer, though, might be able to transfer the actual message. Train staff then take the loaders to each sign on board and transmit the messages using wireless technology. The loaders can transmit from as far away as 4 meters. And the only reason they do that is so they don't have to keep retyping the same message over and over again. Now, company officials figure that the hacker got his or her hands on a loader, which can be purchased online for as little as $23.95. And if somebody up in Toronto tells us who makes these signs, you know, as Bernie said, the name of it will be written on there.
According to the Toronto Star, these devices can even be bought at Sam's Club.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
so
if we know,
no need to go online at all.
If we know the name of the company, we can tell you exactly where these can be gotten. It's very easy to prevent too. You simply cover up well, then of course they can't program it either. Mm. Well, you know what they could do? This is a radical thought. They could put a password on these things, because guess what? The Go Transit sign system does not require a password, according to the president of executive advertising. And they own and operate about 800 signs along the commuter routes. Now, I got a copy of a memo from Exclusive Advertising that basically says this. It's dated May 1st regarding Stephen Harper LED message. Exclusive Advertising has received reports of an LED message being displayed on the trains stating that Stephen Harper eats babies. In all caps, too, by the way. We would like to take the opportunity to advise the public that these ads are the result of a hacker who has unlawfully tampered with the LED signboards displayed in the GO trains. This message was in no way authorized by Executive Advertising or GO Transit and is not condoned. We have taken measures to rectify this matter and are in the process of enhancing security in an effort to eliminate tampering of the LED displays. Read, install a password.
It's more than installing a password. They're having special software couriered from the United States.
Software that supports passwords. Let me finish with the memo here. We would like to thank everyone who has taken the time to bring this matter to our attention. They must have been deluged with phone calls. and would ask that anyone with information on the person or persons responsible for this malicious act to contact us immediately so that we can pursue legal action. We sincerely apologize for this unfortunate situation and thank everyone for their patience while the matter is resolved. Signed, Greg Donahue, President. My God, I mean, this is the equivalent of graffiti. Someone simply tamper with a sign. Get on with your lives. Do some software installation if it's that important to you. And get on with it.
The problem is...
Well, I was going to say that I read something similar, and the system did have passwords,
mm-hmm.
Except this very intelligent individual bypassed the system. This is what happened. He saw a sign, like a road sign, that had LEDs, and he went up to it curiously, and he noticed that the panel that like controls it was open, the keypad, and it said enter password. So he looked up, and the password was written in black Sharpie on the keypad. And he typed it in and then changed the message. And he did this like to a number of signs, and they all had the password written right on them.
No, that's your human interaction there.
Just one bit of clarification. There's this guy, Jerry Nichols, who's one of the most offended people, apparently. he wants us to know that he worked with Stephen Harper for 5 years, and never once did he in that time actually eat a baby.
Well, that's good to know.
It's good to know.
One of the problems is a lot of these devices don't have password functionality because it's assumed that you have to be there and you have to actually have the device capable of programming it, not overlooking the fact that you can just purchase one of these programmers.
Well, it's a pretty big fact to overlook. But let me finish with the news story here because a couple other fun facts that aren't really true. Well, this guy says there's actually a whole slew of ways to hack into these signs, which I guess is probably somewhat true. The LED signs vary in terms of technology, but if the device were connected to the internet, it would require only that a hacker determine the sign's internet protocol address by scanning millions of computers, a simple task for hackers.
But you don't connect signs on trains to the internet. It would be much more trouble than it's worth.
If you're a moron, you might try that.
Well, okay.
Then they would need a default name and password for the system. Well, then I guess you do need a name and password, even though it's a default. Many manufactured products use default passwords because the manufacturers still don't think that someone could easily hack in. Nevertheless, this expert said this is what hackers do every day. And here's the thing that really annoys me. For example, in Europe, hackers have used internet technology to get into the overhead lights inside office buildings, darkening or illuminating windows to mimic computer games such as Tetris, which asks players to rotate and then stack falling shapes. Other systems that are connected to the internet include traffic lights and power grids. Now, in that same paragraph, they've implied that people who play with the office lights, like the blinking lights project, are also playing with traffic lights and power grids. They don't even bother to say that project over in Germany was done in cooperation with the owners of the building. Good Lord.
And it's not even like they used the stock lights in there. They had spotlights that they installed specifically for this purpose, and they were shined right on the I think they had nice little white shades or something that they shine the lights onto.
Well, all the signs have been shut down. They don't say anything right now. It's incredible how something so trivial, so just a little prank, turns into something where people are freaking themselves out, that the power grid and traffic lights and all kinds of anarchy is on the way.
And I got to say, Emmanuel, that the allegation this is like graffiti is not even close to the truth. Because graffiti generally involves having to scrub off particles off of some surface, whatever. This doesn't damage or put any particles on anything. Somebody can just easily reprogram the sign, and it's all done with. There's no damage or defacement of anything. So it's just the stupidity of the company that operates the signs, whoever that is, to duly protect it from the most rudimentary programming that is the reason for this. Not someone who would want to willfully damage anything.
I hope that our friends in Germany are listening, especially anyone involved with blinking lights. Please contact the Toronto, the Globe and Mail,
mm-hmm.
and ask them to print a retraction and correction, because, they've impugned your morality and your criminality, your lack of criminality, by implying that blinking lights was an illegal hack and mm-hmm. an illegal act.
Yeah. They haven't mentioned Chaos Computer Club by name, but certainly anybody who has looked into this will see something. They'll see, blinking lights, illegal, so therefore it must be something bad. And that's just not fair.